You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everybody. You are watching and listening to AfterBuzz TV's Spotlight on Tokyo Hotel. I'm Jason Eichler. And joining me today, Bill and Tom of Tokyo Hotel.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. So, guys, thanks. 7 million albums worldwide. You've gone platinum in 68 countries. This new album, King of Suburbia, debuted at number one in 29 countries and top five in 15 others. No big deal. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So it's been 5 years since the last album.
Exactly. Yeah, it took us a while in the studio, and but here we go. I mean,
yeah,
took a little bit, but it's...
I mean, we took some time off after the last album, that's and true. We were just, you know, stepping away from like all of this for a little bit, and then and then we produced and wrote for a long time, and Tom and me, because we were producing this time, it took like a little longer than it usually does. So we were building a home studio, and you know, it takes.
But now we have the best record in the world, so it's amazing.
So it's worth the wait.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you guys live together as well?
Yeah,
we do.
And you have brother tattoos?
Yeah.
What are they?
Actually, we have two.
I have two brother tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, we have the numbers here, so that's the birth time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have 6/20. He has 6/30.
And then we have
This one.
This one. He has it here, and I have it on my chest.
Oh wow! What is that?
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff combined. It's like it's
like the stuff we dream about and the stuff we want to do, and it's like exactly. I don't know, like we design it together, and
Do you ever get sick of each other? Because I can imagine if I had to work with my brother after like 2 hours, we'd quit.
Somebody asked us too, and it's weird. I think we have this twin connection that you can't really describe. I think only twins can understand that, because like usually I would get sick of other people too. If I would have somebody like living with me and I have to work with them and you, a person 24 hours around, I mean, I would go crazy.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it, but with Bill, it's like
we're like one person.
It's don't even think about it. It's there's no question of you're like.
No, I don't even. I mean, it's almost no difference if he's like in the room or he's, you know, not. It's okay. We're like one person, really. Yeah.
Finishing each other's sentences.
Yeah, exactly.
That was like one ongoing sentence. That was good. Okay, so tell me about this album, King of Suburbia. When you guys start an album, do you sort of have the concept in your head before you start recording it, or does that change as it goes?
It depends. The last record we put out in 2009 was a little bit of a concept record, so it was so we had a clear concept, and then we wrote the songs. For this album, it's pretty much a collection of 4 years of producing and songwriting, so we didn't have any concept, and we still don't. I mean, the concept is just good music.
Okay.
You know, and
I mean, of course, like in the end, when you like finally put the album together and you pick the songs and out of like all the stuff you wrote, then of course you want to make an album that makes sense. So I think it makes sense, but it's just like there was no concept. Like we didn't think about before we went in the studio, like what kind of sound it should be or how much you want to change or anything like that. We were just, we're just doing it.
Yeah.
It's all very cohesive when you listen to it. Do you guys, how many songs do you write for an album?
We wrote a lot. I mean, for this album, we have like so much stuff that we never, like we wrote and then we never touched, and then, you know, stuff that wasn't like that good in the end. And I don't even know. We have so many songs. I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, probably around 50 at least, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So do you have let other people have an input on it, or is it just you two?
No, just me, basically.
Oh, just saw you.
No, I mean, we wrote also with other people together on this record.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We have like some producers we work with and some people we were writing with together. And, you know, some of the old people we were doing the last albums with, some German guys we write together with. And
yeah. And of course, like, the other two band members can say something too.
Yeah.
If Ben and I write a song and they hate it, we wouldn't use it.
Of course. Okay.
You know.
Do you pay attention to what's going on in sort of pop music or indie music when you're writing, or you just kind of make your own songs?
Yeah, I mean, you do. But like, once you start and you're really in the process of recording and writing every day, then you don't really listen that much to other music. But,
yeah.
But we were like, we were enjoying LA and LA nightlife and the club scene. Okay. And
you want to be ahead of things too. So I try, when I'm in the studio, I try not to get influenced too much of like things that are out right now, because like I wanna you know, do the sound that's you know, coming next.
Yeah.
So
explain the title. I know this is a track on the album, but why King of Suburbia?
It was kind of like, we had the idea when we were in, like, back in Germany, we were on the way to the studio with the other guys, and it's like a childhood like feeling.
It describes the feeling of being the king of your own world, universe, mm-hmm. kind of. And it really sounds big to be the king of something, but at the end of the day, it means a lot to you, but it really doesn't mean anything. And that was the idea behind it.
Yeah, okay. So. And so the single is A Love Who Loves You Back. Tell us about that.
That's like one of our favorite tracks. That's why we released it as the first single.
One of the latest songs we wrote for the record.
Album. We made that song together with two other guys. And I think it's just like, it was the right sound, and then it brings you in a good mood and makes you move. Like, it was just interesting to see whenever we were in the studio, we played it for someone, like, they would just move.
It has this
and
it's vibe,
like,
to it.
Yeah, okay. It's just like a song you don't get sick of. I feel like, you know, you can hear it a million times and, you know, it's still good. So, yeah.
So we have a clip of the music video, and this is kind of like almost like a giant dance orgy, right?
Orgy, yes. Yeah.
Just lots of people touching each other.
Uh-huh.
Why the concept for that?
I like that movie Perfume so much, and I always wanted to make that kind of video with like that massive orgy in the end. And I always, I always wanted to, because the guy in the movie is like putting out his perfume, and then everyone starts to make out, and I just wanted to make that with music. So I thought, you know, it's the right song to do it, and then we found a great director who wanted to do it as well, and then we finally did it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they wanted to be part of it. I mean, he said like, I want to be in the orgy, and I want to make it.
If I sing about it, I have to be involved, right?
So 100%.
Did you get to pick who was in the orgy?
Yeah. We saw the cast before, and then,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's like all your dream people.
Not really, because I wanted to like, we picked some people that are just like, you know, good looking, and some bigger people and some small people, and you know,
and
I wanted
that's
to,
what the song is about too. I mean,
yeah, it's really like some very old people. Like I'm getting, you know, involved with that woman that's like beyond 50 in the beginning. So I don't know.
I just thought
you know, that's what the song is. That's what the song is about. You know, that love has no boundaries and no age and no gender. And
that's awesome. Okay, we're gonna play a clip from this is Love Who Loves You Back. Okay, so it already has 2.6 million views and an average of 2,000 views a minute. That's pretty huge.
It's great.
It's good. Yeah.
What does that feel like?
I mean, it feels good. We just have we have amazing fans. They're just so intense and so involved and so supportive. And even like throughout the years where we really didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept on like winning awards in the time we didn't even have a record out. So it was, they're just amazing. And it feels good to have that, you know,
it's
kind of fan
base.
It's
weird for me to watch the video and watch my little brother making out with all the people. He's still a virgin. I mean, most of the people don't know that, but
sex can wait. Did you feel pressure since it's been 5 years that maybe people wouldn't be as interested now this time around?
Yeah, I mean, the whole industry and the record company and everyone said, like, you know, when we talked to them and we said we're gonna take a break because we have no inspiration and we need to, you know, step away from it a little bit, they were all like, oh, it's career suicide, you can't do that nowadays. And I don't know, I mean, we were just trying to not feel any pressure. I mean, you know, I think it was just important for us to take that break, and we weren't really thinking far. We were like, you know,
and we want to enjoy what we do. So we got to the point where we didn't enjoy it as much anymore, and now we can enjoy it again, and you know, going on tour, making music, and yeah, I think that's what matters. You know,
what was the best thing you did in your time off?
We partied a lot. maybe too much here and there. I don't know.
That's why Bill got like at least 10 years older in the last 4 years. Yeah. I mean, because he was partying so much. It's horrible.
But he's still a virgin after all that time.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still a virgin. So the parties weren't that good.
I watch out for that. So.
you gotta get to some better parties. So the concepts for all your music videos are pretty crazy. Girls Got a Gun. I think there's like a puppet masturbating. Who came up with that?
Well, actually, I like to do visuals, and like the whole, like everything we do, like even on tour, it's like very visual, and for me, like it always comes together with the music. So I love to like come up with like concepts for videos and stuff, and I always, when I record a song, I always know how the video should be like, and I always have like visuals in my head, and then we
found Togo. So that's the blue guy in the video who's jerking off, and he had a huge penis, and we're like, if he has a huge penis, he should do something with
it. He should use it.
He should use it. So, yeah, so that's what he did.
You're just putting people to work.
Yeah,
it's really nice. So obviously, image and fashion is a big part of your careers. Who are some of the designers you guys look up to?
I personally love Karl Lagerfeld. He's German, so he's a German designer, which is, I mean, he's amazing. He has a massive career. I mean, he's one of the biggest designers in the world. I work with him as well. He's a nice guy. I like him a lot. But at the moment, I love Givenchy as well. I always like Dior. So yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I to be honest, I have no brand or like no designer I love and always wear or something. It's just, you know, the problem with me is like I can wear whatever and I look amazing.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can wear the cheapest shit on earth and you know, would look horrible on Bill, but I can wear it.
Bill's got to wear the expensive stuff to look good.
Exactly.
You got anything to say back to that?
No.
It's all true. So you guys were saying, since you have been out of the music industry for a little bit, it's obviously changed. Nobody really buys albums anymore. You guys have had a lot of success in album sales. Are numbers important to you?
I think they're more important to everyone else, like the record company and stuff. But I mean, of course you're happy if something is successful, you know.
Yeah. I mean, of course, I mean, success is great and it's important, but I feel like whenever you make something you love, and then you're 1000% like happy with it, and you put it out and you just love what you do, I feel like the success is just something that comes, you know, naturally. You know, I feel like it's something you can't force. Like, you can't go in the studio and say, oh, I'm going to write another hit today and I'm going to produce a hit record. I just feel like you just have to try to like relax about it and then do whatever feels right, and if you're confident with it, then you know the success is going to come.
That's awesome. So you guys were living in Germany, you moved to LA sort of to be a little bit more undercover, I guess.
Yeah.
Was that important to you, to just sort of go under the radar?
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. We came to L.A. to hide. So a lot of people...
A lot of people move away from L.A. to hide.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so many people
come to L.A. to, you know, not hide and get successful.
And start a career. For us, it was ideal to come here and hide between those people who want to become successful. So it worked out great.
Because
in the end, it was just no fun for us in Europe anymore. And we just couldn't have, like, you know, a private life, you know, besides the career. So we were just trying to find that, and it worked out great. Like, we were just having a good time here, and we had, you know, the time to actually produce and write and concentrate on our music and build a home studio and all that. So it was great.
Is it hard for you to even go home to Europe, because you probably get recognized wherever you go?
Yeah, I mean, now that we go and we just went
the same
actually
thing, now we enjoy it again.
Okay. Yeah, now we enjoy it again because we went on a promotion tour and we were like playing on TV shows and promoting the record, and that's a lot of fun. I mean, and then this is the great part when, you know, fans show up and the people are there and you can share the music, and that's great. I mean, I feel like as long as you always know you can leave and you go somewhere else, you just enjoy the time even more.
Yeah. And your fans are insane. They like broke down our Twitter basically. Many questions coming that we're going to get to in a little bit.
That's amazing.
What artists would you say recently have been influences on you? Like newer ones?
I would say Robin. I like Robin a lot, okay. And I like the new stuff she's doing. So
yeah, I like the Chet Faker record a lot.
Okay. What are some trends that are going on in pop music right now that you guys like and some that you don't like?
Something I don't like is that people are putting out records pretty much every day, nonstop. And for us, it doesn't feel natural because, like, I mean, at the same time, we're writing a lot on our own and producing on our own, so it takes us always a little longer than for other artists. But it feels sometimes a little bit too rushed and too much. So that's the trend I probably don't like.
Yeah, and
as much.
I don't like that people don't buy CDs anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like, you know, we always put a lot of like
love into the artwork.
Thinking into the artwork and like the whole like visual stuff. And I feel like people don't even see that anymore because they don't buy CDs anymore. But it's so I mean, we were doing even with that album, we had a vinyl and a cassette and like all that stuff because I feel like it's cool.
It's fun. Yeah.
What trend do we like? We forgot that. But
is there anything you do like? Yeah.
We're just hating about the
hating it all. Just hate us.
Coming back to change it.
Yeah.
Does it make you nervous that people just buy singles now, even on iTunes? A lot of people don't buy the whole album.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of sad, but I guess it's just, you
as
know,
long as they buy something, I don't, you know,
as long as
you got to pay for those clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
And what would you say is the biggest misconception about you guys?
I think it's that people, like in the beginning, everyone thought we were like put together, that we are like, you know, that someone like put us together and we are not a natural like formed band, which is not true. Because Tom and me started super early. We were 7, I guess, when we started making music. And then the other two guys we met.
Yeah, we're a band for 14 years.
And we met them in a live club. So it's just like everything happened naturally. And in the beginning, people thought it's like a very strategic marketing.
Yeah, and like a big machine behind it, but it's not.
You guys write it all, you produce it all, you do it all.
Yeah.
If you could look back and tell like your 10-year-old selves advice for your career, what would you tell them?
I would tell myself to keep the balance and have and watch out that you have, you know, a private life next to your career.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that hard to balance still?
Yeah, 100%. I mean now I feel like now that we like got a little older, I feel like now we understand that and we get it. But like when we started, I mean as a teenager and as a kid, you just don't really have a private life. You know, we came out of school and then we ran on the road and
then
we
your
had
private life is like you porn, you know.
Yeah.
That's the only private life you have when you're in the room and watching you porn.
That's it.
That's it. So yeah, we started to, you know, actually build a life next to the career. Yeah. In the last years and it feels so much better and for us it's all about finding that balance now.
Are you worried about now getting back into it because everything's online and on Twitter and on Instagram right away? There isn't really any private life.
I just think as you can create that and as long as you like look out for that and you know you have to have that, I think you can manage to have it somehow.
Okay. And I ask everybody this that I interview, what are both of your top 3 albums of all time?
Oh
wow.
Pressure's on.
So first of all, it's Tokyo Hotel with Kings of Suburbia. I think that's one of the best records ever.
Yeah.
Of all time.
100%. And then what else?
One of the Aerosmith. I have to pick one of Aerosmith.
I would probably pick which one?
Maybe a Best Of.
Best Of.
I like the Annie Lennox album.
Okay.
The one where the song, I don't know the album name, but where
the one with Y on it,
with where the little bird song is on.
I don't remember what it's called. I know what you're talking about.
But there are so many. I don't even know if that's like the best album of all time, but it's just something that came to
mind. So Annie Lennox, Your Own, and Aerosmith.
Perfect. Deepesh Mode. put out some great records as well. So. Yeah.
Awesome. We're going to get into some fan questions, but before we do this, everybody listening and watching, we're giving away an autographed copy of Kings of Suburbia. So give us your best tweet and the most creative will win.
Cool.
Okay, are you ready for this? We got tons and tons of fan questions.
Okay, good.
We're ready.
We picked the best ones.
Okay.
So give a shout out to Nastasia.
Nastasia, hi.
And she wants to know, if you had to choose only one song from your album to listen to forever, which one would it be?
For me, it would be Love Will Love You Back, really.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's the song you don't, like, you can listen to the song over and over again and you just don't get sick of it, I feel like.
I would probably take Run, Run, Run.
Run, Run, Run.
It's a little sad, but...
No, that would be too sad to, like, listen to the rest of it.
I would take, because it's Oh, I can't say that. It's fucking sad if you only have one song for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but then you're really gonna die soon because you have serious depression and then you're just gonna.
Yeah, but it's sad, so I would pick a sad song. I would pick Run, Run, Run. Yeah.
You guys are not gonna be having the same song. Okay, this is from Carlitz Tinoco. And she wants to know, what's your favorite TV series?
Right now I love Homeland, but I also love House of Cards.
House of Cards is amazing. Love and we have the same taste, by the way, when it comes to TV shows. Okay. House of Cards is amazing. We loved Prison Break.
Oh,
we
that's
just
a good
talked
one.
About it. And yeah, and Prison Break, the first season of Prison Break, I think was one of the best so shows good. Ever. I loved it.
That's awesome. If you could have your music on any show, which one would it be?
What show? Our music?
I would like it on House of Cards.
Cards. But it wouldn't necessarily fit.
No, of course it would. I don't know.
Yeah, they have to party too, right?
Yeah. Have him at home maybe, like when he's coming home and, you know.
When he has like a very good plan and then it's like Kings of Suburbia in the background, I would like that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, this is from YOLOK18 and they want to know, what are your Halloween costumes?
Actually, I'm freaking out a little because
it makes us depressed.
Because I don't know yet, and I used to plan that like very big every year, and then I always had a great costume. So I'm gonna go shopping tomorrow, but I want to do like a clown kind of theme. So it's gonna be a scary clown kind of thing.
I'm gonna come up with something scary too, because the only thing I've left at home, and I bought that. Just randomly, it's like a big huge penis.
Okay.
And I think it would be stupid, so I have to come up with something else.
You could be like a scary penis.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, maybe.
It'd be kind of gross. Yeah. This is from Jessica Roseal, also in the theme of Halloween. Do you believe in ghosts? She wants to know.
That's a good question.
No. I mean,
I don't know. Don't you think that one house we had a ghost?
Which one? No, I don't know. No. I don't think so.
But you were freaked out as well.
I wasn't freaked out
Something
at all.
Was like turning the lights back on and we had that conversation over and over again. And I felt like for sure there was. And then like our stepdad, when they came on vacation and he was sleeping, he said he washed his face and he looked up and he saw something behind.
Oh
like
my gosh.
So it was like some scary
I don't
stuff
believe
going
in it,
on.
No.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
To be determined.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Suburbia Queen. What's your biggest wish for the future?
Biggest wish for the future.
I guess to have an amazing world tour. Oh, to win a Grammy.
Win a Grammy.
Yeah.
That's like feasible.
Yeah, I mean that's for the career, but like
For the career.
Yeah, and I'm the nice twin, by the way, and I would just want that like family and friends stay healthy
so boring
stuff like that. So.
Okay, this is from Mark Manzia, and we got this question from like 20 million people. Are you coming to Argentina? They all want to know.
Oh, we are. Yeah, we're coming in the next two weeks or something.
Yeah.
Oh. Perfect. People are going to be very happy about that. This is from Toussaint Stephanie. What's a country you've never seen that you really want to visit?
Australia.
Australia?
Yeah, we wanted to go. Yeah, we have to go next year to Australia. I want to go.
Okay. From Khalid Halik, and she wants to know, is there any celebrity you'd like to be friends with?
That's a funny question. Because... most of the time, if you like somebody and then you meet them backstage, not as cool at
Kevin
all.
Kevin Spacey.
So. Oh, that'd be a fun one.
Kevin Spacey would be cool. Yeah, and who else? Angela Merkel.
The German Chancellor.
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 This is from Pajama Bandit, and she wants to know, would Bill and possibly Tom ever guest judge an episode of Project Runway?
I would do that. I like that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
If what about you? Be a judge there?
Yeah, I would like that.
Just like a guest judge.
What is it again? Like,
it's like where they have the designer and it's like they're in competition.
Yeah. I would do it too. Yeah, sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Book that. And we'll have one more from Maveen. And she wants to know, can you explain the inspiration behind the song Masquerade?
Tom.
I'm asking myself, how honest?
Let it out.
No, just, I mean,
Masquerade, like the idea behind it was
it's about fake people, fake life, you know, okay. Like people, because
especially like on, you know, social media and all that, like people, like no one would ever say on their Facebook like, oh, my life is horrible. Like everybody has a great life, a great job,
and no one is uploading like an ugly selfie. You know?
And so, everybody has just a perfect life nowadays, and everybody can actually pretend that really good because everybody, like, social media, and it's great for us as a band too because we can control everything, but everybody's using it for their private lives as well, and everybody's just pretending to have a perfect life,
and in the end I feel like you know, underneath that all, we are just all the same.
Yeah,
I feel like we all have, you know, our issues, and we all want, like, you know,
yeah, so
the,
that
the
was,
same kind
that
of stuff. So that's, yeah, that was the inspiration.
That's awesome. So are you guys planning a tour after the album?
We're just putting together all the live dates, and I think we're gonna start in spring next year, and then we're gonna tour throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So Kings of Suburbia is on iTunes now, and the physical copy hit stores November 11th. And make sure you tweet us creative tweets to get this autographed copy. And plug your social medias, guys.
Yeah.
Tokyo Hotel.
Yeah, on Twitter and Facebook. It's just
Tokyo Hotel. And then he has an Instagram.
I have an Instagram. Yeah, follow me on Instagram and don't follow him.
No, he's not. Who has more followers?
No, yeah, that's the point. When you're searching for Tom Carlitz on Instagram, you're going to find a profile, and it's my profile. And you have to follow it. I didn't upload any picture yet.
Oh, none.
No, because I want to get at least twice as much followers as Bill without uploading any picture. And once I have more followers than him, I'm going to...
Then you'll upload pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can follow me because I actually upload
stuff.
You have
pictures there right now?
Yeah. So you can follow me on Instagram. And Tokyo Tower, of course. We have a Tokyo Tower Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in today, guys.
Thank you. Thanks
good
for
luck with
us.
The album and everything. If you guys want more from Tokyo Hotel, you can find info on AfterBuzzTV.com, and you can find AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.